What do you talk about on a podcast when nothing really happened this week? Let's find out after the theme tune. So, yeah, I've had a pretty quiet week by usual standards. There has been pretty much nothing happening, which is really, really good. It could be a lot worse, right? I've already said twice. Right? I'm giving up on the count. Like, there was, I can't even remember how many there were last week now. I did say I'd put it in the show notes for last week, and I did. So if you didn't read the show notes, just go back and have a quick look. But if I look it up now, let's find. In last week's episode, I said 158 times. I went through and edited as many of the errs out that I thought I could. And then I ran the script on the podcast then, and it picked up 158. Now, a lot of them are just times when you go, you know, you make like a thinking sound. So what I'm going to do from now on, I'm just trying to not obsess over it, because it's probably something that I hear that other people don't hear. I mean, let me know. Feel free. Write in if you hear all the sounds that I make. And if it's annoying you, I'd love to know, because then I can work on it. But if I don't need to work on it, I'm sure naturally it will just get better. While we're on that subject, if you do want to comment on a specific show, just remember when you go to thatsafreebie.com, there's a player that's got the latest episode in there. And there's a button underneath where you can press view all episodes. And if you click on the title of an episode, it does actually take you to comments for that episode. I don't know if that's particularly obvious looking at the website. I can't find a way to sort of just put a button on each page that says show comments. So yeah, you can comment on the episodes just like you could on the previous page. Oh, just did a little hiccup. Lovely. Right. So yeah, as I was saying, what do you talk about when you've got nothing to talk about, because it's been a really quiet week? The only thing that's happened this week, and it happened today, because I'm actually recording this episode a little bit late. It's actually Wednesday at 11 o'clock now, and it's usually out by 6 a.m. on a Wednesday, the show. So thank you for bearing with me. I just haven't had time to record it. It's been a crazy week. I've had to get the brakes done on the car, because they'd ground down so far that they started sparking when I pressed the brake. No brake light ever came under the car or anything. I had a feeling they were getting a little bit worn, but they were certainly much more worn than I expected them to be. So yeah, the brakes have been done on the car. I actually used a service this time to get that done instead of just going to a garage, because I have no idea which garages are reputable around near me. And many, many years ago, I used to work in a garage, and the garage I worked for, the best way to put it is, I don't think they were a reputable garage. I was very young at the time. I was like 16. Just pause for a bus go past, because you can probably hear that. I cannot close the windows today. It's so unbelievably hot in here. I've turned the fan off. That's all you're getting. But yeah, I was 16, worked in a garage. Every car that came in, our job was to look for more opportunities to sell something to the customer, which, I mean, that is pretty much how a business works. But this was bad. They were saying things were broken that weren't broken, or they were exaggerating things. You know, they were telling people that you go in for your brakes, for example, and your brake pads would be worn, your brake discs might be just above what is the legal requirement. And instead of saying, you know, you actually probably would get away with them for quite a while longer, maybe even a year or two, they would say that they absolutely needed doing now, and if you don't do them, they won't let you have your car back and things like that. It was terrible. It was awful. This was one of the big companies. They still exist today, this company. It's probably not the one you think it is as well. It was a different one. Write in. I'll tell you who it was. I'm not saying it on the air, though, just in case. On the air. It's not a radio station. What am I on about? Anyway, never mind. So yeah, that was fun. Got the brakes done. Yeah, sorry, the reason I was telling you that, I got sidetracked. I used I think it's called Click Mechanic, if I remember rightly. I literally went on. I got a few quotes from around the local garages anyway. They were all in the range of about £490 to replace the brakes on it's a Toyota that we've got. And on the Click Mechanic thing, it quoted me £220. A little bit too good to believe. So anyway, I pressed the button, because why not, right? And a guy came round and fit them at the house. He just fit them on the road outside on the street. And it took him about 30 to 40 minutes. I was amazed, and it was £220, exactly as quoted. It was the best service I've ever used in ages, as far as car mechanicking stuff goes. So I will 100% use that again, and I highly recommend it to anybody else. This is not an ad. I realise it sounds like an ad. I genuinely just think it's a good service. So, kids have gone back to school. They went back this morning. They were both very nervous going back. The boy in particular, he started the day by telling me he had a tummy ache and he doesn't think he can go to school because his tummy's hurting. He just sat on his bedroom floor for a good 10 to 15 minutes trying to put his clothes on. So eventually we had a chat and worked out that he was a bit nervous. But we got there in the end. I reminded him that he's got a new classmate joining his class this year, and he was happy about that. So he suddenly cheered up. He went running downstairs, bit a piece of his morning toast and said, "Oh, Dad, look, I've not got a tummy ache anymore because I've had something to eat. I must have just been hungry," which I thought was quite sweet. But he was fine. He got dressed. He went in. They've got PE today, so he probably isn't happy about that as well. It was all right. They both looked a bit sad when they were going into school, so I'm hoping it goes well for them. It was the first time, weirdly, that I've ever felt emotional at the school gates in the morning, other than maybe the first time. Although the first time, I think I was more worried about my wife being really upset over it. So I was just sort of like, "Come on, let's go. Yeah, everything will be fine." But yeah, this time I actually felt a little bit emotional watching him walk in. Girl, on the other hand, she's fine. She did look a little bit nervous, but she is absolutely fine, really, compared to boy. Well, it turns out I did have more to talk about than I thought I had to talk about, really. We are already 8 minutes in. However, I do have a listener question this week. So I wasn't going to talk about my week because I didn't have much to talk about. However, turns out I have more to talk about than I thought once I started going. But I'm still going to do the listener question because, one, it's a listener question. I always want to answer your questions. And two, it's about podcasts, and I like to talk about podcasts. And so the question that I got was from a listener who they put their name as Joe. I don't know who that is. I know several Joes, but I don't know if it's a Joe that I know. If it is a Joe that I know, hello, Joe that I know. If it isn't a Joe that I know, hello, new Joe. Thank you for writing into the show. The question that Joe put was, what podcasts do you listen to? And are the podcasts that you listen to what inspired you to start a podcast? I think that's a really, really good question. So thank you for that. I'd love more like that. So I do listen to several podcasts. I've just got my podcast open now. And in terms of apps that I use to listen to podcasts, I tend to switch between Castro, which is available for iOS, and the standard Apple Podcasts app. I'm mostly using the Apple Podcasts app lately, purely because it's just easier in terms of I get the episodes as soon as they're released a little more frequently, and I also have a few podcasts that are video podcasts that usually I just listen to the audio on, but I've missed the video, so I've started watching some of the video again. I'll tell you which ones are video and which ones are audio as I go along. I'm just going to start from the top. Now, this is in order of recently updated, so these will be the podcasts that have recently been updated. So I listen to a podcast called MacBreak Weekly, which is from the TWIT Network, which stands for This Week in Tech. It's basically a podcast where they talk about all things Apple. Specifically, it's supposed to be all things Mac-related, but it tends to be more Apple-related. And there is a bit of other stuff in there as well. That is a video podcast. Probably one of my longest running podcasts. All of the podcasts that I listen to from the TWIT Network are probably my longest running podcasts because they've been around for so long. I think it's 18 years now, if I remember rightly. I subscribe to their membership that they have. So you get ad-free versions of the podcasts. But it's very entertaining. It's good to get a view on things that are happening in the world of technology that you probably wouldn't think of yourself. And it actually helps you understand sometimes why people why companies do things the way they do. It's not always as black and white as it looks to us, and we think, why can't such a body do this? And actually, there are sometimes good reasons, sometimes not. I listened to, so the next one that's in there, which this one was updated 14 hours ago, is one called Rebound Prime. Again, it's what I subscribe to. In fact, I think most of my podcasts are ones that I've subscribed to. Rebound Prime is a group of people, Lex Fridman, not the AI Lex Fridman, we will come to that in a moment, Dan Morin and John Maltz or Guy English, I can't remember, it seems to switch between the two. All people in the writer or journalist industry, again talking about technology related things. That one is a little not safe for work at times, because it's kind of the one where they just have fun. They're all on other podcasts that I listen to as well, but they just have fun, basically talking about the stuff that's going on in the world of technology. You'll find there's a pattern here that I do listen to a lot of technology related podcasts. In fact, most of them are technology related podcasts. The next one is called Your Daily Lex. Now, this is Lex Fridman, just on his own talking into a microphone for like 5 minutes or so a day. Again, it's not the AI Lex Fridman. It's he's a podcaster. He's worked in podcasting for quite a long time. He worked for Amazon at some point. Basically, he just talks about his day. It's actually very much like this podcast, except he's far more professional than I am. He just talks about his day, his family, the kind of things that are going on. This actually was the main inspiration for the format of this show, because I just liked what he did. I can't do it daily because I just wouldn't have the time. He's sat in front of a recording setup all day, so just records little bits into his microphone as he's going along and then puts it all together at the end of the day. So that's one of them. I will link all these in the show notes as well. Next one is a podcast called Cortex, which is part of the Relay FM network. Cortex is Mike Hurley and CCP Gray. They're talking about their business, basically, is how it works. They run a business where they make notebooks, which are amazing. They make something called the Sidekick Notepad, and they make the Theme System Journal, and they are good. I suggest you check them out. There will be a link in the show notes to that, because it's definitely worth having a look at. It's a great habit-building journal, and it's a journal as well at the same time, and the Sidekick Notepad is something to go on your desk, and it's fabulous. It really is. You should totally have a look at it. And in that podcast, they talk about the business, which is called Cortex Brand, and they just talk about all the ways they run it, the ways they work together, the things they do to be productive, which is interesting. When I describe it, it doesn't sound that exciting, but it really is, and it's two fun people as well, so it's definitely worth having a listen to. Next one is Upgrade Plus, again, one that I subscribe to. You can get Upgrade, you don't have to get Upgrade Plus, again, from the Relay FM network. That is Jason Snell and Mike Hurley from the previous podcast. They talk all things Apple. And they do a yearly draft, which they've just done in the previous episode, because there's an event coming up where Apple are going to be, well, we don't know what they're going to be talking about. They've just announced that there's an event coming up, and they do a draft where they put together the things that they think are going to be mentioned. They get points for it. It's quite good. So, yeah, worth checking out as well. Next one is another quick podcast. It's called Robot or Not. It's where Jason Snell and John Siracusa talk about anything that a listener has written in. It started off by comparing things to see if it was a robot or not, hence the name of the thing, but they talk about all kinds of things. It's really hard to describe. It's worth listening to. It's at the most like 5 minutes per episode, if not less, maybe every now and then a little bit more. It's really, really good. It's only every couple of weeks as well. It's not one that's a big commitment. The next one is This Week in Tech, which is the flagship show, if you will, from the Twit Network. This one is about technology in general. It's a rotating panel, so it's not the same people every week, other than the host of the show. Nice little show about technology and the way technology affects our lives, the way technology affects government and regulation and all kinds of things like that. Again, gives you an insight into things that you wouldn't normally consider when talking about big companies and technology. Next one is the Six Colors podcast. You can only get this one if you subscribe to the Six Colors website. It's a members only podcast. It's Dan Moran and Jason Snell just talking about their week, the website, the articles that they put on their site. Six Colors is a like an Apple News website, so you can read stories from not just from those two, but because they have member posts as well and things like that. But it is literally is about Apple and the whole world surrounding everything that goes on in Apple. It's a pattern emerging here, isn't there? Well, that pattern's about to get changed a little bit because the next one is called Vulcan Hello. And that is a weekly podcast that's seasonal based on Star Trek. When new Star Trek comes out, the hosts of this podcast talk about the episode of Star Trek. The hosts are Scott McNulty and Jason Snell again. They discuss the current episode, what they thought about it. They talk about some of the links between older episodes, all that kind of stuff. It's just one of those shows where they talk about TV. It's great. Love it. The next one is called This Week in Google. Yeah, there you go. A free one there, didn't I? Yeah, not a podcast about Apple. But weirdly, it's very rarely about Google as well, which is kind of an in-joke. It's supposed to be all about Google, but there's not as much news about Google as you would think. Although there is quite a fair amount. But it's actually just about technology and the world as a whole, really. I've often said it should be called This Week in Philosophy Tech or something like that, because they really do talk about the way technology affects our laws and the way technology affects our day-to-day lives and whether we should, like, for example, the big discussion at the moment is whether we should be afraid of AI or not, or whether it's just the media trying to make us all scared so that we consume more media and all kinds of things like that. It's really good. It's worth listening to. It's a very long show. Some of these, actually, the ones especially from the Twit Network, are long shows. So they are the ones that if I'm having a busy week, I will drop. Purely because of the amount of time that they take up. I can't just listen to a part of it. If it's a busy news week, I might not drop them, but they are the ones that I would tend to drop. Like This Week in Google is usually, and I hate to say this, it's usually the first one I would drop. Annoyingly, it is usually one of the most entertaining ones all week. It's just that the news isn't always as relevant to me that they're discussing it. So I might, if I have to drop one for time, it's probably going to be that. Next is an episode, a podcast called Clockwise. Clockwise is always 30 minutes, which is great. So if you've got a spare 30 minutes, you can play Clockwise. It's Dan Moran and Micah Sargent with two guests every week. And what they do is they discuss four topics. Each one of them brings a topic to the table. They discuss the topic. One of them asks the question, the other four give an answer, and then they move on to the next topic. Almost always tech-related. It is a tech podcast. Not every time is it tech-related, but there's the other time where it isn't, but more often than not it is. Another good podcast. If you wanted kind of an introduction into the world of listening to a regular podcast, Clockwise is a good one to start with, because you get to hear a lot of different people go on there, because there's different guests each week. There's two different guests each week, which means you will be introduced to people, and you'll be able to, you'll find someone who you like, you find funny or whatever, and you might look into their podcasts and start listening to more that way. The next podcast I listen to is called The Incomparable. The Incomparable is a network of podcasts, and the one called The Incomparable, the flagship show, is a podcast that's about anything sort of, I suppose you'd consider it nerdery, geekery, but I don't know if it is really. It's more mainstream these days, that kind of stuff. But they talk about comic books, they talk about movies, they talk about books, they have a book club. It's all that kind of stuff. And it again, it's really good. Not every episode will be an episode that you want to listen to, because it might not be something that you're interested in. And that's the beauty of it. You can just turn it off and listen to someone else instead, or find another episode. There are hundreds of them. So the next one is called Game Show, and that's actually from The Incomparable, and that's where they play games. So they play all manner of games. Again, check it out, have a look. You'll start to see the names of the games in the episode listing. But again, there are hundreds of episodes. When I first discovered the Game Show podcast, I basically just started from episode one, and it took me just over a year to get through them all. And I must have listened to several every day, because we were in lockdown. So I had plenty of time to listen to podcasts. Next, podcast called Downstream, which is, again, Jason Snell and Julia Alexandra. They talk about the business of streaming. So all the streaming networks, they talk about how they are run. Julia Alexander is a expert in sort of that field, and they talk about how they're run, and they talk about why they do certain things, why some shows are not available on one network while they're available on another. It's again a very good podcast where you learn something, because there are things that I never understood about the streaming industry that I actually do understand now, and I can understand why things are done certain ways. Like with the ad tier coming to Netflix, like there are some pretty good reasons for it, and it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, actually, when you listen to it. From there, the next one is Biff, which is a podcast about superhero TV and movies. Again, another good listen. They break down different episodes of whatever the current Marvel show is, or if it's a DC show or movie, they break down episodes of him, and they just generally have a laugh, which is kind of good. It's nice. The next one is called Football Is Life. Now, I do not like football at all. Like, I'm one of those people who's like, oh, sports ball, even though it's not funny when you do that. You should never do that, but I am one of those people. But this one is a Ted Lasso podcast, and I do like Ted Lasso. If you haven't watched Ted Lasso, watch Ted Lasso, and stick with it. Series 2 got a little bit not as good as the first season at the start, but it got better as time went on. And then season 3 was amazing. Football Is Life, that's from The Incomparable, actually. So that's one of their podcasts. It's actually ended now, obviously, because the show has ended. But it was good to listen to people, and it's a different panel every week where they talk about Ted Lasso. And the last one, which hasn't produced an episode since 24th of the 10th, 2022, is also from The Incomparable, and it's the Doctor Who Flashcast. The Doctor Who Flashcast is basically just a podcast where they talk about the latest episode of, I think you've probably guessed it, haven't you? Doctor Who. Yeah. And it's good. It's usually, again, a different bunch of people. I can't actually remember who the regular presenters are on Doctor Who Flashcast. I'm not too sure if there are any regulars or if it's a rotating panel. Genuinely can't remember. We'll find out whenever the next series or episode or special of Doctor Who comes on, because it's going to happen eventually, right? Right? So, yeah, that's a rundown of all the podcasts I listen to. Sorry if that was a bit boring for anybody who's not interested in hearing that kind of stuff. But that's how you discover new podcasts, right? That's how I discovered all of them. I discovered it by talking to other people who listen to podcasts. So there you go. Remember, if you want to ask your own question, you can go to thatsafreebie.com. There is a box on there that says ask a question. I would love it if you could leave a review for this show in any of your... in whatever podcast application you're using. I've actually seen that I've already got a couple, which is nice. So thank you very much. And I'm going to set you some homework this week. So this week, I want you to go away, not now, in a few minutes, and tell at least one person about this podcast. Just anybody, just go and tell them, well, not just some randomer in this room. Well, you can, I suppose, but you know, don't put yourself in danger. But yeah, go and tell somebody about this podcast and let's see if we can spread the see if we can spread the message. No, that's not what I want, is it? Let's see if I can grow my viewership, which is growing. I'm glad to see it growing, but at the same time, I would also like to try and grow a little bit faster if I can. So, yeah. And I said viewership, then I meant listenership. Yep, I'm in babbling territory again now. So let's move on to this week's annoyance. And again, you'll be happy to know, nothing to do with cars. No, this one's about shopping trolleys. So we all have annoyances with shopping trolleys, right? And the big one is when people don't put the shopping trolley away. That's very annoying. When people just put the stuff in the car, let the walk away, get in the car, drive off. Now, I know sometimes there are legitimately good reasons for that. You might have a child in the car that's screaming, or you know, whatever the reasons are. I've done it. There have been times where I've just had to, because I just need to get out of that car park for whatever reason. Usually it's something to do with a child's probably been sick on themselves or something like that. I remember that happening at least twice. But that's not the main annoyance. That is annoying, but what I find even more annoying about shopping trolleys, and it happens a lot where I live, in fact, interestingly, remember the car park that people drive the wrong way around? It happens in that car park because it's a car park for a shopping area. Is, well, there's two things. Is when people just make one massive long row of shopping trolleys so that it sticks out into the driveway, sticks out into the road, the area that you drive down, when there's plenty of space to have three or four, that's just laziness. Like, there's either that or you're being a troll on purpose, but it isn't funny because it just causes problems, right? But the other one, this is the one that actually annoyed me this week, because it happened to me. I went to put my trolley back in one of the trolley parks, and there were only two trolleys in there, and they were both different types of trolley. So one was a large one, one was a like small or medium sized trolley. So they obviously don't fit together, right? So instead of walking to the next trolley park, because do you know how the first trolley in the run is always like attached, it's usually, well, it is in this car park, it's chained to the railing so that you can't take that one, because they're trolleys where you have to put a pound or a token in, right? So it's attached, and the idea is that means there's always going to be a trolley there for you to get your token back. So somebody's gone along with one of the smaller trolleys. Actually, it was one of the larger trolleys. The small one was attached. They've gone along with one of the larger trolleys, not being able to fit it inside the smaller trolley. So instead of just walking to the next one, which honestly, it's 10 seconds away, instead of walking to the next one, they've just turned the trolley around and put them back to back, and then put the key in it to get their thing out. So I get there and I couldn't put mine away. I obviously was able to just walk 10 seconds down the road and put it in the next one. That was fine. But boy, was it annoying, because why do that? Like, that means never, nobody can use that entire trolley park, because there's no way of, unless somebody wants to sacrifice a pound, basically, to get their trolley out. It's just not going to happen, is it? So that entire trolley park was useless until somebody came along and sorted it out. So yeah, that is what's been annoying me this week. And I'm just going to leave you now with one last thought. How many therapists does it take to change a light bulb? Just one. But that light bulb really has to want to change.